The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So to say a few words about the practice that maybe supports you through the morning is the medium for doing mindfulness practice is our capacity to be conscious. And one of the really amazing things to do is to be amazed that you're conscious, to not take it for granted. We have a few moments to be alive, and one of the things that characterizes human life is being conscious. And it's an amazing ability. It's probably a very complex ability, though some people have a sense of the simplicity of pure consciousness, or but the coming together of perception and sensing and all the different factors. It's an amazing thing that we should even be conscious. I love the idea that we are nature conscious of itself. We're not separate from the natural world, from the universe, but somehow this universe evolved so that it's aware of itself through us. And it isn't so much that we practice mindfulness so we can be conscious. I think if we wake up to being conscious, then we'll be mindful. And if we put too much effort and work into being mindful, you might not kind of be resting or appreciating or being nourished or being inspired or being amazed or being supported by this natural capacity you have. It doesn't really take any effort on your part to do, which is to be conscious. And kind of like if you're, if you learn to float on water, you can flip over on your back and just kind of stretch your arms, and it doesn't maybe take too much to just float sometimes, especially in seawater. And it's possible to do the similar thing with consciousness. Kind of, I don't know, if you take it as a figuratively, this idea that we do this kind of big turning, we flip over and we can rest, abide in consciousness. And you might try that today. This first to be, don't take the fact that you're conscious for granted. And it's easy to do if you have a lot of things to think about that seem more important. But what could be more important than being conscious? It's like a treasure that you have. Don't take it for granted. And then maybe if you're inclined to be amazed, or if being amazed is too far away, maybe you can be partially amazed. And then see if you can rest or open to or allow your natural capacity of consciousness to be there, so that you'll be in the present moment then. It's the only place you can be if you're with consciousness. And then mindfulness follows. It doesn't have to be so much work. Maybe just a teeny bit, but not much. So may this be a morning of abiding in the wonder of being conscious. Thank you.